Well, greetings and salutations. I'm Jeff Fredericks, and on the line is Patrick Soyka, founder of Rewards Canada, the definitive source for all things rewards programs. Today is February 27th, 2017, and this is episode number 17 of the Rewards Canada Weekly Roundup podcast. As always, our goal is to help you maximize your earning potential and get the most out of whatever rewards program you belong to. Each week, we highlight the best in reward point deals and bonuses. We also cover all relevant industry news, including program updates, enhancements, and changes. And of course, we'll reveal a tip of the week to help you stay on top of your game. So let's get on with the show. Okay, Patrick, you were away the last couple of weeks enjoying a vacation with your family in lovely Maui, Hawaii. How was it?
Oh, it was great. And, you know, I guess that's why, if you're wondering where the podcast has been the last couple of weeks, well, we were on vacation. But now we're back, and Maui is always awesome. You know, we love that place. This was, I think, I can't even count now, either seventh or eighth time there since about 2008. Yeah, we just love the place. It was great flights. We flew there on Air Canada there and back. They have direct flights. And if you're looking maybe to fly Air Canada to go to Maui, you might want to look at routing through Calgary, since they actually use one of their international 767 that has the business class pods and even the business class, or not, sorry, the international economy class. Whereas, like, if you route through Vancouver, you're going to be put on an Air Canada Rouge plane with a little less room and less amenities. We redeemed Aeroplan miles for the family, flew their business class. Coming back, though, was the night before family day, so of course it was already full. We couldn't get business class on the way back, so economy back, but Aeroplan miles there and back. So great redemption for us to save a lot of money. And we stayed at our usual place, the Starwoods, or Westin Kanapali Ocean Resort Villas, which is a Starwood hotel. And that was not a redemption, but we made sure that we made to earn the SPG double take, so the double star points on that stay. And seeing that it's not exactly the cheapest hotel, my wife, who's the reservation was under, is going to rack up tons of points on that stay. We did book it with another one where they're supposed to offer another double star point. So I'm trying to see if they're going to offer double for both promotions or if one takes precedent over the other. But the other promotion we booked was because it gave a free night, your fifth night free, so we made sure to take advantage of that offer. So that's the travel side of it, the bookings. But Maui's always a great place, especially winter with all the humpback whales and everything. We did our whale watch and all, lots of relaxing. Just such an amazing place to go. So I highly recommend it for lots of people.
Well, sweet stuff indeed, and it's definitely on my list this year. You and I have talked about it. Now, you live in Calgary, I'm in Toronto, and so it's a little easier for you, of course, to get there than me. However, as you reminded me, and for any other folks living in, say, Ontario, the WestJet Rewards credit card is worth considering, given that companion ticket option that makes a long-haul trip to a place like Maui very attractive. Yeah, anything to add on that?
Yeah, so that companion voucher is always a great deal for families. And seeing that, I would have to say the majority of Canadian families stick to traveling to places like Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii. Especially with younger kids, you know, you don't want to take them too much longer flights, even though for you guys out of Toronto, flying to Hawaii, you'd be coming through Toronto or Edmonton or Vancouver. Again, I'd recommend routing through Calgary or Edmonton, since WestJet's using their 767s on those routes. But that companion pass can save you a huge amount of money, especially if you're trying to travel during, say, the family day break, the March break, Christmas break, when fares are a lot higher. You're looking at saving hundreds of dollars. You know, that card only costs $99 a year, and then you get a $250 sign-up bonus. There's so much with it. It's a great card for families. You know, maybe the earn rate on it may not be as high as other cards out there, but these additional benefits that come with it provide huge value. You know, seriously considering getting in our family, since, you know, we are based in Calgary and we do fly WestJet quite a bit. And that companion voucher and the first bag free as well. You know, you have a family of four or five, you're looking at $100, $125 each way paying bag fees if you're flying on the lowest fares. So right there, that provides huge savings as well. So definitely, you know, an option to look at for people wanting to travel to Hawaii, Mexico, Caribbean, even to England. this card, just those extra perks. You know, I'm writing a piece right now that will release hopefully sometime later this week, and it kind of details those features for families in terms of those perks.
Great. Well, speaking of excellent deals, let's jump right into Deals of the Week as a regular feature of our podcast. And first up, the operators of the Hilton Honors program want you to start using their mobile app. And right now, they're offering 500 extra points for all bookings made via the Hilton Honors app. Anything to add there, Patrick?
Just really simple. We mentioned earlier that Hilton launched their 2,000 bonus points per night on every stay offer. So basically, you register for that offer and it registers you for this bonus as well. The difference is if you book via the app, you're going to get an additional 500 points on that stay. Not a huge amount of points, but if you're making lots of Hilton stays, or heck, even just one Hilton stay, that 500 extra points can be the difference between having enough points for redemption or not. You know, we value them at roughly 0.8 cents per point. So you're looking at about, you know, maybe a, what is that, $4 or $5 value for 500 honors points. So it may not seem huge, but, you know, if you're booking, might as well do it through the app to earn them.
For sure. All right. Well, over at British Airways, we have an executive club deal where you earn 35% more Avios points when you transfer hotel points. But of course, you've got to hurry because this deal ends March 8th. Anything to add there, Patrick?
Yeah, so this is always an interesting one. They run this a few times per year, and a lot of times it may not be worth it to move hotel points to airline programs, except from one program we've mentioned time and time again, and that's Starwood Preferred Guest. They have the best transfer rate from any hotel program to an airline at 1-to-1 for most airlines, including British Airways. And then when you transfer 20,000 star points at a time, they'll throw in an additional 5,000 miles. So with this bonus that Avios has given you, if you transfer 20,000 star points, you're going to end up getting 33,750 Avios. So what can that get you? Well, if you recall from earlier podcasts and on the website, we highlighted that deal between Toronto and Dublin for flying on Aer Lingus for only 26,000 Avios. So a little conversion like this, 20,000 star points, gets you more than enough Avios to fly between Toronto and Dublin. In fact, it can get you a few other flights. Flying within North America on some of the shorter haul flights on American Airlines or Alaska Airlines is only 15,000 Avios. So right there, that 33,750 gets you two short haul flights between places like Toronto and New York, Vancouver, Seattle, and even longer flights than that within North America. So definitely an offer to look at.
Alrighty then. Okay, well, moving on from the airline business over to the credit card business, and there's a deal on a BMO Cashback MasterCard, and basically all BMO Cashback MasterCards can now earn you 4% back on any of your purchases for the first 4 months. Patrick, tell us more about the details here.
That's right. So the BMO Cashback cards typically have decent earning. You know, the World Elite's 1.75 back on all purchases without restrictions. It's on the higher end. There are some other cards that are higher. While the no annual fee one has 1% cash back. But with these, they're giving you 4% in the first 4 months up to a certain amount of spending. So basically where you can get $250 cash back on the World Elite or $125 cash back on the no annual fee. So if you've been considering a cash back card, you can look at these offers. But what we mentioned in the post too is if you're not out for insurance benefits and you're just looking at making some money, taking advantage of a deal, we recommend going after the no annual fee card since you can earn up to $125 cash back in that first 4 months. Basically, it equals out to the same bonus as the World Elite because the World Elite has a $120 annual fee. So that card, you'll come out with $130 ahead, this one $125, but you're not paying anything. And maybe after you reach that $125 cashback limit, don't use the card anymore. You know, cash it out, get your $125 credit at the end of the year, And then move to something else. So this is one thing, you know, that churners and kind of utilizers of programs will look at is deals like this. You know, I'm just going to grab the card, put all my purchases to where I get to that $125 cash back, and then get rid of the card after I cash it out. So definitely something to look at, even if you're not looking at holding on to this card for a long time.
All right, finally, Canada's top travel points credit card with no annual fee is making itself even more attractive by offering a 15,000 point sign-up offer. Patrick, what are the details here?
That's right. So the Scotiabank More Rewards Visa, which took over first place in our annual rankings for travel points card with no annual fee, has decided to give out 15,000 bonus points to celebrate our ranking at number one, which is really cool. I was surprised when that happened because I wasn't aware of it. When somebody tweeted us saying that there was a sign-up bonus for this card, and we had seen that the sign-up bonus was supposed to come March 1st, but it looks like they released it early. But according to their Facebook page, to celebrate it, to celebrate their ranking number one is why they're giving out this bonus, which is awesome. You know, 15,000 points in the More Rewards program, worth, you know, $63 roughly. But this card has no annual fee, so that's $63 for free that you can use towards any travel, seeing that this card has no minimum redemption amount. So you could strictly get that 15,000 points on one purchase, go to the More Rewards travel site, book yourself a hotel, car rental, air flight, you name it, redeem the points for $63 off, and be done with it. But you know, if you need a no annual fee card in your wallet, this is a really good one since it offers up to a 2.54% return towards travel. That's huge compared to even a lot of premium cards. So definitely one to look at beyond maybe just the churning or utilizing it just for the bonus.
Alrighty, let's now talk about movers and shakers. So back to the hotel category, and Hilton has decided to drop the stuttering H from its name. No more Honors program. It's now just spelt Honors. And perhaps they came to realize that the extra H was just silly and decided to drop it. But more importantly, there are some other changes that we need to make people aware of. Patrick, what are they?
Yeah, so of course, dropping the H. And they actually made light of it, which was fun, on some of their social media, showing how autocorrect would always correct the HH honors, or H honors, or however, or how you stuttered it is pronounced, how autocorrect would always correct it to the correct spelling. So, you know, that they made light of it and said, we're going to spell it correctly now. But the big things is that they're kind of doing away with their standard award categories. So awards for standard rooms will be priced dynamically. So we're kind of looking at kind of like your Aeroplan market fair rewards or some of these other dynamic rewards, which move up and down based on time of year, availability, you name it. So they kind of still have categories per se that hotels fall into, but the pricing is not set. So what we're going to see here is some hotels get cheaper at times of the year. But in most cases, I don't think we'll see them get more expensive. You know, we did an example of the Hilton Garden in Toronto downtown, where in the old category range, you'd be looking at 40 to 50,000 points per night, and now it's 30 to 50. So in some ways, this could be good. In other ways, you may be looking at spending more. It all depends on the time of year you redeem at and the hotel you redeem at. Time will only tell what's going to happen here with the program in terms of those redemptions. But the thing to remember is it's for standard rooms. Anything above a standard room was already had different pricing, and that will remain higher than these new point ranges that they are announcing. And we have learned now, when these came out earlier this year, there wasn't a set launch date. We now know that these will or should be fully kicked in by March 1st.
Alrighty, on to the tips of the week. And this week, we're talking about coalition programs and their affiliated credit cards. So specifically, we've got an in-depth review of all the top four in Canada, namely the Air Miles Rewards Program, Aeroplan, Scotia's More Rewards Program, and of course, the Scene Members Card. Tell us a little bit about this overview.
Yeah, so just a quick overview. Those four programs, especially Aeroplan, Air Miles, of course, everybody knows and most people in Canada tend to be members of. But of course, if you're looking to increase your balances in those programs, it never hurts to tie in a co-branded credit card. I mean, we always talk about credit cards. Some people may get sick of it, but you know, lo and behold, the easiest way to earn points or miles in any program is with a credit card. So that's kind of why we do this. So if you are looking at making Cineplex's senior primary program, you want to look at the Scotiabank Cineplex Scene Visa. Same thing goes Aeroplan. There are many Aeroplan options, but kind of the most well-rounded, best option is the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. Air miles, you're looking at the BMO Air Miles World Elite MasterCard. Strong on earn, but the best benefit there is your 25% discount on flights within North America, so they can save you a decent amount of air miles there as well. And finally, you know, More Rewards is trying to grow into a more of a coalition program, especially now that they've added Petro-Canada and a few other large partners. So they mentioned it earlier in this podcast. They now have their card tied into the program. So if you're a member of any of these programs, you may want to look at grabbing one of these cards to boost your earning and get yourself to those rewards faster.
All right, let's wrap up this week's show with a listener question. And this one comes from Barb from BC, who wants to know, is it a better deal to spend 27,000 points on a BC Ferry Pass vehicle plus one passenger, or spend 6,000 points plus $40 for the same?
Absolutely. So Barb was referring to the More Rewards program. That seems to be the topic or the program of topic in this podcast episode. Now with their third mention, and I love questions like these. You know, people are trying to see how they can pull out better value from this card. So we looked at it. We didn't know exactly what details as to what, because there's a various ferry options with BC Ferries. But the way we looked at it was between Vancouver and Victoria, which is really probably the most popular routing for BC Ferries, or one of the most popular. And we looked at what it would cost to buy a ticket outright for a vehicle and one passenger. And it was actually kind of surprising. What we came out with is that the better bet is using the points plus cash option, the 6,600 points plus $40. We figured that would give you a return of about 0.5 cents per point, whereas the 27,000 points for the full amount would only give you a return of 0.27 cents per point. So, you know, that's something to look at, I guess, in the broader picture, bigger picture, is that don't always look at redeeming points for maybe perhaps a full amount. If there are programs out there that offer points and cash options, sometimes those may be the better deal. Not always the case, but sometimes they are. I mean, there are hotels out there that do points and cash options. They have a flat cash rate with a certain amount of points, and they can provide a decent amount of savings as well.
All right, and that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca, where you'll find links to all of our bonus offers, industry news, and travel reward credit card rankings. Until then, happy collecting, and be sure to tune in next week when we do it all over again.